Sir George Schulte, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus for the magnificent Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. Thank you so much for helping to make our fall membership drive a success. Thank you so much for contributing. We made over $100,000, I know that. Thank you so much, and it's never too late. KansasPublicRadio.org. Another piece full of joy. Next, the Bach Brandenburg Concerto, number 3 now, on Kansas Public Radio. The joyous Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by Bach with members of the Cologne Chamber Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We have a striking bit of music by Rachmaninoff next, a Telemann Flute Concerto coming up, and music from a brand new CD just delivered to the station, delivered by hand yesterday from Post House Recording Concern right here in Lawrence, Kansas. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th at 3 p.m., in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org. From Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony, let's listen now to the third movement, the Largo Allegro, on KPR. The third movement, marked Largo Allegro, from the Symphony No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff, this Friday morning on Kansas Public Radio, with Paavo Järvi leading the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. An hour from now, we'll be about halfway through Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, so plan that as your soundtrack for the hour ahead. Keep KPR with you. Good morning, I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Thank you for making our fun drive a big success. You can find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Also next hour, the Champagne Polka. A little bit of celebration from Johann Strauss Jr. as we finish our fall membership drive. And then music from a brand new CD. We'll hear the introit from the Requiem by Maurice Duroflay. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from you, but also from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Kaw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. And as October begins, we have a new KPR Community Spotlight. This month, it's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Here's Emmanuel Paoud, the great French flutist, soloing in the Concerto for Flute, Violin, and Strings by Telemann on KPR. The Telemann Concerto for Flute, Violin, and Strings in A Major. Good morning. It's a couple of minutes before 10. Thank you so much to an anonymous member from Lawrence who donated to KPR saying thank you. Also, new members, Kevin Cook of Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you. And Vicki Wilburn of Lawrence. Thank you so much. Vicki adds, I think you all do a wonderful job. Keep it up. Thank you. And an anonymous person from Lawrence says, I'd like to remain anonymous. You can also say that I'm donating on behalf of my dog, a boxer, who is an avid KPR listener. Thank you. And then an anonymous donate member from Olathe said, I appreciate you all very much. Thank you. We appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for keeping us going. And then Gretchen Hatfield of Topeka. Thank you, Gretchen. New member, Gretchen. Says, KPR is my news source. She's Vicky's sister. Oh, right. Okay. Wanted the embroidery kit. And then there was a contribution for Bruce Menzie from DeSoto, Kansas listener. And thanks also to Philip Chapuy of Independence, Kansas. Chape says, keep the faith, man. That's good to hear from Independence. And also, Jeffrey Bender of Tecumseh, Kansas, is a new member. That's fantastic. And Craig Herman is a new member. Craig's from Overland Park. And also to Barb Bowen. Barb is an existing member from Topeka, adding, I'm happy to support, and I'm glad we have you. We have the Champagne Polka. We'll pop the cork right after the news and hear that music by Johann Strauss Jr. as we're celebrating another successful drive being put to bed here at Kansas Public Radio. Also, from a brand new recording featuring organist James Higdon, he made it in the Bales Recital Hall. He's got a recital this Sunday afternoon, by the way. He's giving a practice recital before he goes to do the real thing at Notre Dame Cathedral and Tchaikovsky's Fifth. He won't be playing that. We will. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer, songwriter, and master folk storyteller, Ellis Paul. Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. It's KPR.
Rating higher at this hour, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. The Champagne Polka, Johann Strauss Jr., here on KPR from one of those New Year's Eve concerts in Vienna. Next on Kansas Public Radio is something from a brand new recording. We just got it yesterday on the Post House label. This is the introit from the Requiem by 20th century composer Maurice Duroflay, although you'll notice how it sounds much older than that. And this is featuring the Eduardo Garcia Novelli-directed KU Chamber Choir with James Higdon at the organ now on KPR. The beginning of the Requiem by Maurice Duroflay with James Higdon at the organ and the University of Kansas Chamber Choir led by Eduardo Garcia Novelli. The name of the disc is Duroflay at Bales. It also features a solo organ piece played by James Higdon. The Prelude Adagio and choral variations on a theme, Come Thou Creator Spirit. And Dr. Higdon will be giving a recital. You're invited to this 4 p.m. Sunday at Bales. It's adjacent to the Lead Center on West Campus. It's an afternoon of music in preparation for his upcoming performance at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It begins with Leo Sowerby's Comes Autumn Time and also includes a version of the Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber and a transcription for organ by William Strickland. For more information about any musical events at KU, you can always go to music.ku.edu and then go to events. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m. at Miscellany's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. Let's listen now to Sir George Schulte, commanding the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, for Tchaikovsky's gem, Tchaikovsky's masterpiece. This is Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 on KPR. Sir George Schulte directing the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for the Opus 64 of Tchaikovsky. That was Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5 on Kansas Public Radio. It's a couple of minutes before 11. We'll be a bit more mystic musically in the 11 o'clock hour with music from the 1500s by Thomas Tallis. Three short pieces by Thomas Tallis. Two versions of Tallis's canon. And the psalm tune that inspired a lot of composers to riff on, including Ray Fun Williams' Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. Our drive ended at 9. We had some listeners that called in just after 9, just after morning edition, to make our drive end successfully. I want to say thank you to an Olathe member who says thank you for all the work you do. And then we had a pledge from listener members Rick and Betsy Solberg of Kansas City, Missouri. So thank you so much to the Solbergs, and thank you so much for your kind words as well. And we heard from Willis Tice of Overland Park, and also from an anonymous listener in Kansas City who said, thanks to everyone. The morning and evening news, that's my opportunity to enjoy the news and learn what's going on in the world. Thank you, too, for your contribution to keep classical music on the radio and to keep Kansas Public Radio for the next 6 months, as your money has given us the power to do it, to stay strong and be standing pat. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Listen online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. We haven't taken a look at the forecast lately. We've just had an update. It seems like a pretty simple one. It hasn't changed a whole lot. It's 80 right now in Lawrence. It should be almost 90 today. Tonight should be clear with a low of 65, and Saturday should dawn sunny with a high of 85, and Sunday sunshine and a high of 86. Looks like a chance of rain begins Sunday night, and for Sunday night through, let's see, Monday night, Tuesday, we have pretty good chances of rain. It's only 20% for Sunday night, but Monday, 30%, and of course a lower temperature of 82. Monday night, 50% chance, 58 for a low. Tuesday, 40% chance, and Wednesday should dawn mostly sunny with a high of 71. Looking forward to that. It's 11:01. Good morning from KU. This is KPR.
Live from NPR.
A string of sightings and incursions by Russian drones into NATO airspace. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm, arm.com. Before we hear a beautiful piece, heavy on the flute and HARP. Support for Kansas Public Radio also comes from brand new listener Jody Kerner of Topeka. Thank you, Jody. And also from Gwen Sengpeel of Valley Village, California. Thank you so much, Gwen. She says she's a former English teacher. And to Barb Bowen as well. Also Craig Herman, Jeffrey Bender, and you. Thank you for supporting Kansas Public Radio. John Williams and the Boston Pops for a Fantasia on Greensleeves, Rayfun Williams. We'll have more of his music in a bit. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio, where support from the music comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Music from the 1500s by Thomas Tallis. That was his psalm tune, Why Fumeth and Fight. That was the Atlanta Chamber Choir. And now this is Tallis's Canon with the Theater of Voices on KPR. Let's hear that now, as done by Anne Dudley and her orchestra and chorus, the same thing, Thomas Tallis's Canon. Anne Dudley is a composer, conductor, and arranger. That was her version of Thomas Tallis's Canon, called Tallis's Canon. And next we'll have a Fantasia on the theme of Thomas Tallis before we hear some solo harp music, music by Bach. Reminding you that Washburn is getting ready for a fantastic choral concert Tuesday night, October 7th, in White Concert Hall at Washburn University. It'll be the Washburn Singers, just a Washburn Choral concert, and one piece they're doing is a Mendelssohn piece for solo soprano, and Dr. Buck and Raffaele Cipriano, the conductor, will be coming to the station Monday morning to do a few songs for us, so looking forward to that. But the concert's October 7th. KPR would like to thank Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe for providing breakfast during our membership drive, serving homemade bread, pastries, and sandwiches at 9th and Vermont in downtown Lawrence. Here's Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis, scored for double string orchestra and solo string quartet by Rayfun Williams. Sir Neville Mariner and the strings of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Ensemble for Rayfun Williams' Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. This is Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson has more great music taking you right up until 3 o'clock. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. It's about 25 minutes before 12 noon. Thank you so much to Tony Wickman, Tony Wichman of Manhattan, a new member who gave us a note, too, with his contribution. He said, "Your service as an independent, truthful news is essential for our democracy to stay strong." Thank you, Tony. And also to new member Karen Stansberry of Ellensburg, Washington. Thank you very much for contributing to keep public radio strong. Support for classical music on KPR also comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. In the noon hour, there'll be a Vivaldi violin concerto, some American chamber music, and some dances by Shostakovich. But next on KPR, we focus on the harp. Here's soloist Maria Graf, and this is the suite by Bach, 1006 on KPR, that we usually hear for lute or violin. That was harpist Maria Graf playing the BWV 1006, better known as the Lute Suite or Violin Suite in E major by Bach here on KPR. Now a bit of a Clementi Sonatina for piano on KPR.
Talk about their film Anemone on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Daniel Day-Lewis and more starting at 3 for All Things Considered here on KPR. Listen for a beautiful intermezzo from an opera right after the 12 o'clock news and Stardate, plus a bright Vivaldi violin concerto, and a suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola together by Randall Thompson. That's coming up, plus some Shostakovich ballet music here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson's your host for afternoon classical music that'll take you right up until 3 o'clock here on KPR. And thank you so much. We concluded our fall membership drive at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much for making it possible for us to continue for another 6 months. So thank you so much. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great weekend. It's 12:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.